Joining us, E.L. Reed, Chillicothe farmer and member of the State Soybean Board. E.L., as a producer, how do you see Amendment 1 benefiting Missouri agriculture?
Well, this Amendment 1 will protect the family farm and ranchers, and it's going to be assure us that we can pass our farms on to the next generation. I have a couple of sons. I've got 531 acres, and I would like to pass it on to my two sons and them to pass it on to their generation and have that right. But we're getting a lot of outside groups that are coming in that are well-financed, that like the puppy mill, and they're kicking in a lot of money. Small family farms do not have the type of money to defend themselves in court all the time or to do this campaigning to try to stop all this negative. And so the family farms in Missouri is the leading in agriculture for our state employment, and we're just asking for that yes vote for Amendment 1. Amendment 1 is not 100% of what we like, but you have to start somewhere. And if you don't start now, you just keep getting pushed around. And when Jerry Litton was alive, when our representative, when we were, what would you say, high school mates, National Guard, and also as he went on up through being representative, and we have a Litton Foundation here, and I don't believe Jerry ever thought that we would have to have an amendment to farm to do something that we always took that was natural and that we would be able to do it without having to fight all the time to maintain our property. There are places now that a housing development moves in and they are suing the farmer because of a smell or that they spray, and this just has given us a right, a constitutional amendment one. It'll have to be decided by the courts and various rules and regulations. Like I say, it's not 100% of what we want, but almost all the ag organizations in the state of Missouri are for this amendment, and we feel like this is a start, and we're just asking a yes vote from everybody.
And this will save a lot of jobs here in the state, and you know, a lot of people, some people are concerned that it's going to protect bigger corporations, but in all reality, there's still going to be those regulations, correct? It's just giving us the right to do what we know to do on our land.
That is correct. Something that we've been doing in the past, and then, like I say, somebody moves next door, and then times change, and then they think that you shouldn't be able to have that smell or be able to spray your crops. We'll still have a lot of rules and regulations. That doesn't exempt us anything from that. It doesn't exempt the 1% that we presently have now for foreign ownerships. That's done in the state of Missouri now, and the corporate ownership of Missouri farmlands kind of geographically restricted. So it doesn't do any of those changing at the present time. This is just a way that the family farms can try to protect their right to produce food and make a living, as well as to feed the rest of the country and the world.
Absolutely. And now you were talking to us about Jerry Litton, and up there in Chillicothe, he has had a huge hand. Him and you as well together have had a huge hand in helping agriculture still stay in the education system and keeping our kids involved, not only your own, but the entire community, the entire area, with that Litton Ag Center. Now, what would happen to that education process up there in Chillicothe if this right to farm fell through?
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt it at all. It would continue on since our Votech school is there. We had around 423 FFA kids here in high school. We have a number of city slickers or city kids that do not have a farm or a place to raise their livestock. They still have and use the facilities to raise their pigs, sheep, and a few of them cattle. The cattle prices got so high that it's been pretty hard to buy a cow and try to feed it out. And as you know, we just finished up with our livestock fair last week, and they topped their sales of around $22,000 more than they ever have before, with about 215 different sheep, cattle, hogs, ducks, and rabbits. And those kids will continue on, but how long that can keep going if we're getting restriction on what you can or cannot do, or have to continue fighting this outside money that comes in and some of these clubs that I can't mention the names that seem to want to restrict farming and how we feed or raise cattle, chickens, or hogs.
Gotcha. Well, EL, is there anything in particular that you've heard? I know we're way over our 2 minutes, but this is kind of for my information, too. Is there anything out there that you've heard from the community or from any of your buddies as to their opposition? You know, what have you had to explain to them or help them understand about the amendment?
Well, it's just hard to explain it because any time that you read what you're voting on, you read it and you can't even to interpret what it just exactly means. And as I said, this was just a start for us to protect our farmers, right? And most of the rules and regulations will be decided in courts as they come on down, but it just gives us another tool. For those that are opposing it, a lot of those are opposing it. The biggest is that out-of-state money and Sierra clubs and those different groups that come along trying to do different things. It seems to cause a lot of problems in a lot of ways.
How can people get more information on the amendment if, you know, if
they can always contact the Missouri Soybean Association there at Jefferson City and talk to those people there. And there are board of directors located in the various communities here in the state of Missouri that we have information and kind of ask any farmer. They don't know it all, but they know some of the problems they have with maybe neighbors or folks or the puppy mills or some of the regulations, which are fine. We have to do those for the water and the chemicals and the set aside for our land and then the types of grain that we're growing and genetics, but we'll all work that out. But we just need this amendment number one this year to get started and ask for a yes vote for some people.
Vote yes on August 5th.
That is correct, and we appreciate the time and interest that you have put onto it on both sides.